Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. The rise of Newt. You can tell that Newt Gingrich would love to debate President Obama, but does he believe that he could win an election head-to-head against him? Gingrich confidence and Republican realism on this Monday, December 5th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good Monday morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
We're going to try to inject some realism into that Romney-Gingrich calculation in the GOP presidential race. We'll also take a look at some provocative statements the former speaker has made about U.S. child labor laws. The week's agenda may be shaped by that surprisingly good unemployment number last Friday, which is what you're talking about.
This is Annette. I'm a small business owner in New York. I'll hire people when there is more demand, and the more demand comes when people at the lower end has more money, the middle income has more money. So give the tax cuts to the lower middle class and middle class.
Give us your jobs program. Armchair economists or Nobel laureates, we want to hear from you. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE or text the word TAKE to 69866. First, let's check the morning's top headlines.
An international conference in Bonn, Germany is underway now, focusing on Afghanistan.
We send a clear message to the people of Afghanistan. We will not leave you alone. You will not be abandoned.
That is German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle in the opening address. But absent from the talks, Pakistan. It's a disappointment to some, like the Afghan Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Yanan Mossazai.
We would have very much preferred for Pakistan to be here alongside Afghanistan's other neighbors and friends. But the fact that Pakistan has decided to stay away from Bonn is, frankly, Pakistan's loss.
About 1,000 delegates are in attendance, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel are meeting today, the first in a series of meetings before Friday's EU summit in Brussels, tackling the continent's debt crisis. Today, the two will try to come up with proposals addressing the problem. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner will join them and other world leaders later on this week. Syria's military conducted war games, a show of force in light of international pressure to end its crackdown of anti-government protesters. But Syria's foreign ministry says the country has agreed to let in observers from the Arab League. The Arab League threatened greater sanctions against the country if there was no compliance from Syria.
Egyptians head to the polls again today for runoff elections from last week's parliamentary vote. And in Russia's parliamentary elections, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's party is not walking away with the lead it expected. Early returns show a drop in support for United Russia. That's Putin's party, meaning that party will lose its two-thirds majority. That comes amid allegations from Western election observers. They say the vote was marred by violations.
You might want to start getting your letters into the mail for the holiday earlier than usual. The U.S. Postal Service will announce cuts later today that, among other things, will close about half of its processing centers by next spring. That means first-class letters could come a day later than they usually do. The post office has been in the red for 5 years, and this is part of an effort to cut $3 billion from its budget. High winds are roaring through the nation's west again today. Here's meteorologist Bob Orovic.
Another storm system dropping southward from the Rockies towards the southwestern U.S. will bring another round of some very high winds for parts of Utah and Nevada, and especially for Southern California.
The fierce winds come just days after over 100-mile-per-hour gusts blew out power to tens of thousands of homes in Southern California. The winds are expected to last through Tuesday.
And in baseball, all-star shortstop Jose Reyes signed a 6-year deal with the Miami Marlins, leaving the New York Mets after 9 years.
No more superstars there at Citi Field. Asian markets are mostly up. Well, David Wright, maybe. European markets are up. Wall Street expects a very good open this morning. The Dow starts at 12,019. The S&P begins at 1,244. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,627. Coming up this hour, U.S. intelligence officials believe that explosion in an Iranian military base last month was part of a covert effort by the U.S. and other states to damage Iran's missile program. We'll discuss the rising tensions in 15 minutes and the intelligence data. Newt Gingrich has been causing some controversy over his opinions about child labor laws. He suggested that children as young as 9 should be allowed to take after-school jobs. We'll talk about that. Andres on Facebook weighed in. Many of the imported products we buy were at some point in the production process processed by young children. It's just that as it's not in our backyard, we don't see it, so I don't see what the problem is. Join the conversation at Facebook or 877-8-MY-TAKE. Herman Cain out of the race. Gingrich roaring ahead. We'll talk about that in a minute.